This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So players, you ready? I know you are. You all set? Okay, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Audience here today. Nice to have you here today. And here are two contestants. Let's meet them right now. Your name is?
Jim Irving from Cupertino.
From where?
Cupertino, California.
Where's that?
South of the Bay Area.
Ah, well, nice to have you here, Jim. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm currently working as a software engineer, although I've done a lot of different things before that. I was a full-time musician. I've been a janitor, a camp counselor for emotionally disturbed kids, and before that I was a ditch digger in a cemetery.
Okay. I hope you can stay here for the full half hour before you have to go out and get a new job, okay? Welcome, Jim. Nice to have you here. And Mike, your last name?
Levine.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Mike.
I live in Los Angeles, California. I came up here just to be on Starcade. I play the drums, and I just have a bunch of friends, and we might get together in a band, and I go to Birmingham High School.
Terrific. I have sons who graduated from Birmingham, and I also play the drums. So automatically, you're the winner today. That's our show.
Thank you.
As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it is Black Widow. Hey, you guys shake hands. Let's go play Starcade. And while they're getting set up to play, Kevin will tell us the five games we're going to deal with today.
Jeff, we've got some of the best-known characters in the entire video game world, starting with Q-Bert, a nosy hop around the cubes. It's Bump and Jump, a fast-driving flying fury. On to Pole Position, running fast and furious in your Formula Racer. Then Mario Brothers, a run through the pipes. And finally, Ms. Pac-Man, a petite munch around the maze. Jeff?
Sounds like a good bunch of games today, five of them, and both of you, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. Pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically yours. Kevin is going to whisper to our home audience now, and he'll tell them all what it is.
Today's mystery game is Q-Bert.
Okay, that's our mystery game. They know. Now, Jim and Mike, I'm going to ask you a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question correctly, and you will pick the first game we'll play today. Here's the question. Hands on buzzers. In Wacko, what happens when Captain Cruiser zaps two different kinds of creatures in sequence? He A, scores... Yes, Jim?
A.
No, sorry. He A, scores extra points. B, he creates mutant creatures. And so, Mike, you automatically get a shot at it here. Which game do you want to play first?
Pole Position.
Pole Position. Good game it is, too, and Kevin will tell us how to do it. Kev?
Get behind the wheel of a Formula One racing machine and experience an incredible contest of driving skill and endurance. Increase your score by accelerating to top speeds and passing other cars on the course. Complete the course with time to spare and earn more points. If you're the best, you'll qualify for the pole position in the race to come.
Okay, Mike, we have 50 seconds. We may get to the pole position, we may not. You picked this game. Why?
I like it.
Yeah, you played a lot?
Yeah, I have the top score over at the bowling alley near us.
No kidding. Terrific. But then you know you got to watch out for that fourth turn, and you can cut in on the grass and downshift. Do you downshift on that turn or not?
No, sometimes I do. Most of the time I don't.
All right, we'll see what happens when you play it this time. You'll have 50 seconds from the time I tell you. Turn right around. This is it here. You recognize it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Get set. Play.
Prepare to qualify.
Here we go. First turn coming up. Got that guy. Here comes the tough one. Whoa, too bad. 20 times. Start her up again. 25 seconds. Here we go. Thank you. $10,800. It comes up on the score. $10,800. Not bad. You had that one trouble on the turn, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, what can I say?
What can you say except, head on back. Come on down here, Jim. He got a nice score. Jim, you can beat him if you don't crash in that fourth turn. You set to go?
I'm set.
All right. We'll wish you good luck. 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. And we're off. First turn. Room. Look out. Downshift may cost. 30 seconds. Tough turn coming up. Oh, no. Crash on the turn. Start up as fast as you can. Here we go. Seconds. Pass one. Good. Go. And you come up with $10,600. Looks like a really close game. Hang on, Jim. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starcade. Don't go away. I think you did all right.
The Starcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. Today's grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Black Widow. The spider's the thing in this game of bugs. The Black Widow pursues them all, blitzing them out of her web. It's the Black Widow furnished by Atari. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. Well, Jim and Mike, both you guys crashed your way through the fourth turn there in pole position. Let's see what our score is after the first game. Jim, you have a total of $10,600. Mike, your total is $10,800. Very close game. Very close. Of course, you're in the lead, Mike, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So with something this close, of course, it's very important as to who gets to choose the next game. We'll decide that right now. Here's your question. Hands on buzzers. Your first duty as Kroll is to A, rescue your army, B, pick up the pieces of the glaive, which is your weapon. Mike?
B, pick up the missings of...
Well, you said B. That's good enough. You pick up the pieces of the glaive, your weapon. So, good. You got it right. And now, sir, you pick the game you want to play. The mystery game is still up there.
How about Ms. Pac-Man?
How about Ms. Pac-Man? Ms. Pac-Man it is, and Mr. Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
Okay, Mr. Jeff, it's Ms. Pac-Man munching her way petitely through the dots while being chased by four monsters. Every dot she munches is another point on her score as she munches her way toward the Energizers. Gobbling one of these, she can then pursue the blue monsters for more points, but she's running again when the monsters change back to their original colors. She'll score extra if she catches the fruit that appears briefly in the maze. Mike, you've chosen Ms. Pac-Man, a very petite lady.
Okay, Kev, thank you. Now, Mike, most people who play Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man have some kind of strategy. They know the board pretty well. Are you a good player at this?
Yeah, I try mainly just not to get hit, you know, just...
Yeah. Okay, well, if you see the flashing Energizer, eat one of those, you can attack the blue monsters. You ready to go?
Yeah.
We'll wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here he goes. Scoring points. Got the Energizer, maybe a little too soon. Up two. Look out, they're coming back. Good. 30 seconds. Oh, you're doing fine. You get it? Yeah, good. 20 seconds. 10 seconds. 6,400. 160. You didn't get killed once. Great play, man.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Okay, Mike, you head on back. Here comes Jim. Well, I don't know, Jim. It seems to me like he set a pretty high score for you to go after.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah, he didn't get killed at all. So if you get killed, you're going to have some problems.
That's right.
I suppose when you were out there digging those graves, you didn't have many people to talk to anyway, did you?
Not many video games out there.
No, I suppose not. Okay, 50 seconds. Ready, get set. You're going to want to start it with this button over here. Ready, get set, play. Here we go. All right, an energizer. Congratulations, Jim. Head on back. We're going to total up the scores on these last two games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. Both of you had a chance to play pole position and Ms. Pac-Man, and now one of you is going to play for a very special prize. So we total up the scores for both games, and we'll see who gets to play the name of the game board. Jim, you have a total so far of 16,140. Nice play. Mike, you have 17,260. A close game, but Mike, so far you're in the lead. And that means you get a shot here at the name of the game board. If you turn around and put your back to the board so we don't start off too early here, I'll explain what we're going to do. Behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you win a great prize. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, let's turn around, take a look up in the upper left-hand corner. The first one, is that Buck Rogers or Time Tunnel?
Buck Rogers.
Right you are. Number two, is that Cat and Mouse or Mappy?
Mappy.
Mappy is right. That's two. Here's the third one. Is this Gyrus or Crawl?
Gyrus.
Gyrus is right. Fourth one coming up. Is this Jungle Hunt or Safari?
Jungle Hunt.
Jungle Hunt is right. You got all four. All right.
Thank you.
And with that, Kevin has a prize for you for sure. Kev?
Mike, you've won a White's Metal Detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics.
All right, Mike, you're doing really well. Of course, the big challenge is coming up in just a moment, and that's when we'll be back to play the final round of Starcade to see who has a chance to win their own video arcade game.
Here's the latest news from the Starcade hotline. It takes a lot of really great people to make Starcade happen. We thought you'd like to meet them. And now back to Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, Jim and Mike, here we are at round number two. There's only one game left to play now. Only 40 seconds to play this game. After that, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all the games is going to get a chance to win that Black Widow video arcade game. So here comes the last question. Jim, particular attention for you because you're going to want to choose this game. You need some points. Hands on buzzers. In Burger Time, what color are Mr. Hot Dog's eyes? A, blue, B, white. Mike.
White.
White is right. Okay. And that gives you the advantage once again, Mike. I'll tell you this, the mystery game has not been selected yet. We have Mario Brothers up there, Bump and Jump, and Q-Bert. Which game do you want to play?
I think I'm going to take Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers it is. That was not the mystery game. The mystery game was Q-Bert. All right, but we're going to ask Kevin to explain to us, how do you play Mario Brothers?
It's-a me, a Mario. It's-a my name, it's-a my game, it's-a Mario Brothers. You see, it works this way. We got pests in the pipes. I clean them out, jumping up to knock them on their backs, and then I run and kick them off. And three times I can punch the pow button and get them all at once. Oops, the slippery floor, it gets me dizzy. But not to worry, I catch the coins, I do good. But I do better with Luigi, my brother, to help. We are the Mario Brothers.
Grazie, Paisan, molto bene. Okay, Mike, now you know how to play Mario Brothers. You have 40 seconds. I'll just tell you, it's a little different sometimes playing in 40 seconds than it is at, the bowling alley near where you live?
Yeah.
So use your POW button. You'll have three POWs, and that can do you a lot of good. Don't be afraid of wasting those.
Okay.
All right, you have 40 seconds. Get ready, get set, and play. All right. Got it. Can you collect it? All right. Got the score. Whoa, good car. Another Mario Brothers coming up. Catch the coins if you can. Here he comes. 20 seconds. Yeah, he picks up some now. All right. Got him. Good. 10 seconds. Michael, 3,250. That's a slippery game, isn't it?
Very.
Okay, my friend. You head on back, and here comes Jim. Now, Jim, you got to score some points, and I'll say the same thing I said to Mike. Use that POW button. If you can get enough of those turtles, walking along the ledge here and hit the POW button, you'll be able to collect a lot of points.
Right.
Now, you have 40 seconds. Any last words before we get started?
Hope for the best.
Okay, Jim. Ready? This is your button over here. Get set. Play. You're going to let him come down. Pick it up if you can. There you go. Grab that coin if you can get it. There you go. Hey, you got the coin. Good. 15 seconds. $250. This is a tough game, but you did fine. Okay, Jim, you head on back next to Mike. Now we'll total up all the scores and find out which one of you is going to have a shot at the old Black Widow. So, Jim, first of all, we'll total up your score, and we find out you have a grand total of $19,390. And, Mike, your score is $20,510. A close game, but, Mike, you're the winner. Jim. Sorry, but it was nice having you here on the show. We have some nice gifts for you, okay?
Had a good time.
I'm glad you did, and glad you were here on Starrcade. Now, Mike, you're the winner, and for being today's winner, you have something special. You want to know what it is?
Sure.
Ask Kevin.
What is it, Kevin?
Mike, first it's Mr. Disc, a compact personal portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries, Mr. Disc. And Spectre Video SV318, the personal computer you grow into and not out of, featuring built-in CPM compatibility, 32K of ROM and 32K of RAM, 10 user-definable functions, and a built-in joystick from Spectre Video.
All right. You're going to have room to take all this back to L.A.?
I hope.
Okay, you may also be taking a Black Widow home with you. We'll find out if you are right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And from UMI, Word Feud, the competitive word search game that involves the whole family. It's irresistible fun for everyone. UMI software for family home entertainment, Word Feud from UMI.
And welcome back to Starrcade. All righty, Mike, now it's a big challenge, a chance to win your own video arcade game. You said before you were nervous. You still nervous?
Yeah, but not as much.
I'm glad. There's still two games left unplayed, Q-Bert and Bump and Jump. Now, during the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Q-Bert, you'd have to score at least 1,228 points. If you picked Bump and Jump, you'd have to score at least 1,410 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. You reach your decision, and you pick Q-Bert, right?
Yeah.
All right, Q-Bert it is. That means if you score 1,228 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize, Black Widow. While Kevin tells us about Q-Bert, you and I'll go over, and we'll get ready to play.
It's Q-Bert, a nosy fellow that hops around, changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc. All green objects are safe to hit and add points. But be careful, Q-Bert could fall off as he tries to change all the cubes to one color. Q-Bert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
All right, Mike, a little extra pressure. You have to do it in 30 seconds. Also, if you don't do it, you have to sing the Birmingham High School song here on television.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Score 1,228 points or more in 30 seconds, and you win Black Widow. Remember, if you can get Coily the Snake lured to his death, you get an extra 500 points. You ready to go?
I am.
All right, good luck to you. Ready, get set, play. And we're off. Hit anything green with impunity. Oh, gotcha. Sure, another one coming up. 20 seconds. Look out. There you go. Look out. Oh, 900 points is not enough. You needed 1,228. Sorry, Mike. But
thanks,
you've been a great
anyway.
Contestant. I hope you had a good time at Starrcade. I hope you enjoy all the other prizes you won here today.
I did. Thank you.
Congratulations to you. This is Jeff Edwards for Starrcade. See you on the next show. Until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starrcade, visit www.starrcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starrcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starrcade is a JM production.